And I kind of wanted to share this a little bit, but just to let you all know, I'm not sure what exactly, which verses or any, I don't know all of the verses because I don't read the Bible that much, but I do read this. This is the Action Bible. And when I read this, there was one superhero that I could make a good connection with to God. And Roger, just to give you a heads up, this is your, I'm going to be talking about your favorite superhero, okay? Okay. So, is everyone ready to hear this? Thank you. How embarrassing. Oh well. Okay. We all know the story of Jesus Christ, right? Well, when Roger preached about Superman, there was actually one character that he forgot to mention that I just connected Superman with, and that was Jesus Christ. Nice. Now there was the reason why I connected him is because as when I read this, Jesus was talking to this person. I can't remember who it was, but he said, "You are born from here, and I am born from up here." Which is exactly how Superman was, how Superman was, pretty much. And then there was a graphic novel that I read, and you might find this surprising, then again you might not, but the title of the graphic novel was called The Death of Superman. And when I was reading it, Lex Luthor was saying that everyone was worshiping Superman like he was their god, but there was one line that he said. It wasn't in the Bible, but it would make somewhat of a good connection. I even wrote it down right here. He said, "There comes a time when even gods must die." In the graphic novel, Superman goes up against this very powerful monster that has just been broken free from the center of the earth. The monster's name is Doomsday. He is a mindless monster, and he destroys all life forms because it's his mission. In the novel, when Superman is fighting Doomsday, and they are about ready to make one final blow against each other, Doomsday gets distracted, and he tries to smash a little girl that is crying. But before he does that, Superman grabs Doomsday from behind and flies him up, and then slams him back down into the center of Metropolis. And after what he did, from what I saw, Doomsday died, but Superman also died in the process. Superman did whatever it took to protect the people, even if it meant sacrificing his own life, which is exactly what Jesus Christ did. But now that I look at it, it's not just Superman who does this. It's all the other heroes as well, including Batman, Spider-Man, Iron Man, all those other characters. And that's what my main message was to tell you all, but there's also something else I wanted to mention to you all. A lot of you don't realize this, but I'm 21 now, which means I'm a counselor now. And, ha ha ha, very funny. before I continue, could someone please get me a bottle of water, or is there... Okay. There is also something else that I wanted to tell you all, that something that I kind of wanted us all to think about, okay? See, it was, give me a minute. Thank you. My mouth's parched. Okay. You know, all of these other pastors that I have heard up at this youth camp have touched me, and there's also something else that I've wanted to mention that I didn't... that I didn't talk to my dad about, see, I learned a lot from these pastors, and there's also something else I've learned. All of you people have brought forth the true hero that has awakened in me, and it's not my favorite superhero, Batman. It's not Superman. It's not Captain America or any of those characters. It's me. Yeah. And there is one thing I did just remember. Last year, when the theme was The Lion King, Lisa said that I was her superhero. But today, you are all my superheroes. Keep clapping. How do you all feel? Thanks, Brittany. And there's also something else I've wanted to say. This is just a little something that I just thought about recently. But I want all the campers to stand up for just a minute, please. Okay. This is something that you're going to only hear me say once in your life, okay? From this day forward, since I have considered you all to be my superheroes, you are all a team, and it's not the Justice League. It's not the X-Men or the Avengers or anyone. This team is called the Children of God. That is all I have to say. Thank you.